Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a recommended place you've recently visited. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about places you've visited, particularly those you'd recommend to others. This topic is a perennial favorite among examiners, as it allows candidates to demonstrate their descriptive language skills, ability to narrate experiences, and express opinions. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively to achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about travel and places you've visited. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you like traveling? What kinds of places do you usually visit? How often do you travel? Do you prefer to travel alone or with others? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner. Do you like traveling? Sample answer. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about traveling. It's not just about seeing new places, but also about immersing myself in different cultures and broadening my horizons. I find that each trip I take enriches my perspective on life and helps me grow as a person. Key phrases: passionate about, immersing myself in different cultures, broadening my horizons, enriches my perspective. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a place you have recently visited that you would recommend to others. You should say where the place is, when you visited it, what you did there, and explain why you would recommend it to others. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a breathtaking place I visited just last month, the ancient city of Petra in Jordan. This UNESCO World Heritage Site is truly a marvel of human ingenuity and natural beauty. Petra is located in southern Jordan, about a 3-hour drive from the capital, Amman. I spent 3 days exploring this vast archaeological site, and I must say, it was an unforgettable experience. The highlight of my visit was undoubtedly the treasury, Petra's most famous structure. As I walked through the narrow Sikh, a natural gorge with towering cliffs on both sides, the anticipation built up. When I finally caught my first glimpse of the treasury's intricate facade, carved into the rose-red cliff face, I was absolutely awestruck. It's a sight that truly takes your breath away. During my stay, I also hiked up to the monastery, another magnificent structure perched high in the mountains. The climb was challenging, but the panoramic views from the top were well worth the effort. I also enjoyed exploring the Roman-style theater and the colorful rock formations known as the Street of Facades. I would wholeheartedly recommend Petra to others for several reasons. Firstly, it's a place of immense historical and cultural significance, offering insights into ancient Nabataean civilization. Secondly, the sheer scale and beauty of the rock-cut architecture are simply unparalleled. Lastly, the experience of walking through this ancient city, imagining the lives of those who built it, is deeply moving and thought-provoking. In conclusion, Petra is not just a destination, it's a journey through time that leaves an indelible impression on all who visit. It's a place that combines natural beauty, historical significance, and a sense of adventure in a way that few other destinations can match. Key phrases: breathtaking, UNESCO World Heritage Site, marvel of human ingenuity, unforgettable experience, absolutely awestruck, takes your breath away, well worth the effort, immense historical and cultural significance, simply unparalleled, deeply moving and thought-provoking, leaves an indelible impression, combines natural beauty, historical significance, and a sense of adventure. Follow-up questions. What was the most challenging aspect of your visit to Petra? How has tourism affected Petra and the local community? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. The most challenging aspect of my visit to Petra was undoubtedly the physical demands of exploring such a vast site in the desert climate. The scorching heat and rugged terrain made walking long distances quite strenuous. However, I found that the sense of adventure and the thrill of discovery at each turn more than compensated for the physical exertion. It was a valuable lesson in perseverance and reminded me that often the most rewarding experiences require some effort. Key phrases: scorching heat, rugged terrain, sense of adventure, thrill of discovery, more than compensated for, valuable lesson in perseverance. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner: How has the way people travel changed in recent years? Sample answer, band 8-9. The way people travel has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, largely due to technological advancements and changing social attitudes. One of the most notable changes is the rise of experiential travel. Travelers today are increasingly seeking authentic, immersive experiences rather than just ticking off famous landmarks. Social media has also played a crucial role in shaping travel trends. Instagram-worthy destinations have become incredibly popular, sometimes leading to over-tourism in certain locations. This has sparked discussions about responsible tourism and the need to preserve local cultures and environments. Another major shift is the growing emphasis on sustainability. Many travelers are now more conscious of their carbon footprint and are opting for eco-friendly accommodations and transportation options. This has led to the rise of ecotourism and voluntourism, where travelers contribute to conservation efforts or community projects during their trips. Lastly, the sharing economy has revolutionized travel accommodations and transportation. Platforms like Airbnb and Uber have made it easier for travelers to live like locals and navigate unfamiliar cities, fostering more authentic travel experiences. In conclusion, while the core desire to explore and learn about new places remains, the way people approach travel has become more diverse, personalized, and hopefully more responsible. Key phrases: significant transformation, experiential travel, Instagram-worthy destinations, over-tourism, responsible tourism, preserve local cultures and environments, growing emphasis on sustainability, ecotourism, voluntourism, sharing economy, fostering more authentic travel experiences. Vocabulary and structures for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex structures. Here are some useful words and phrases. Awe-inspiring, awe-inspiring, adjective, extremely impressive or daunting, inspiring great admiration. Example: The Grand Canyon is an awe-inspiring natural wonder. To immerse oneself in, phrasal verb, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example: When I travel, I love to immerse myself in the local culture. Off the beaten track. Idiom: In or into an isolated place, away from frequently traveled routes. Example: We prefer to explore destinations that are off the beaten track. To broaden one's horizons, idiom, to expand or widen one's range of experiences, knowledge, or interests. Example: Traveling is an excellent way to broaden one's horizons. Cultural heritage, noun, the legacy of physical artifacts and intangible attributes of a group or society. Example: Petra is an important part of Jordan's cultural heritage. Examiner's advice: To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a place you've visited, practice extensively. Regularly describe places you've been to, focusing on providing vivid details and expressing your feelings about the experience. Develop your vocabulary. Learn and use a wide range of descriptive adjectives and idiomatic expressions related to travel and places. Structure your answer. For the part two long turn, organize your thoughts according to the bullet points provided. This ensures you cover all aspects and helps you speak more fluently. Express opinions and feelings. Don't just describe facts. Share your personal reactions and thoughts about the place to demonstrate your ability to communicate more complex ideas. Use a variety of tenses. When describing your visit, use past tenses to narrate what happened, present tenses to describe the place as it is now, and future or conditional tenses when talking about recommendations. Work on your pronunciation and fluency. Practice speaking at a natural pace with appropriate stress and intonation. This can significantly impact your score. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high band score.